And yes, with the restrictions that were implemented last week, you might be looking for something new to do to fill the time. Karen Turner is an Australian author who, after her career in the financial services industry, decided to turn her attention to writing historical fiction. And Karen joins us now. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What inspired you to get into writing historical fiction as opposed to writing about the pitfalls of the financial services industry, which we've heard from authors such as Matthew Simon in the past?
Yeah, it probably stemmed from when I was 19. My mother's family is from Yorkshire in England, so when I was 19, I was saving up for my first car, but instead of buying the car, I bought an airline ticket and went to live with my grandma in Yorkshire. And we lived in a small village outside of Leeds. And as anybody who has travelled to the UK and obviously Europe as well knows, that history is right there. It's touchable. You can pick it up and hold it in your hand while you're in Europe and the UK. And that's what I did, and I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the homes, the landscape, the history, the culture, everything. And it just inspired these stories to come out. I felt a passion to write them.
Speaking with Australian author Karen Turner this morning about the journey into writing about historical fiction after a career in the financial services industry. Your third novel's out at the moment, Stormbird. What's that about? Because I understand that's got a bit of a background in the Second World War as well.
That's right. It's actually set in Yorkshire in 1941, and that's exactly when my mother was born. And I was raised on stories of what it was like growing up in that time. And my grandmother drove an ambulance around Leeds during the war and helped to rescue people that had been victims of the bombings and things like that. And my mother played in the rubble and went to school with children that, families that had been bombed out, and the hardships and the deprivation, the things that they went without. And I grew up on these stories. And when I started developing a story around that, all the anecdotes of what I grew up with from my mum, all the little stories that she had, and my grandmother, they just came out, and it seemed the natural thing to set my book in that time, because I had so much daily anecdotal information to draw on. Things like how my mother never used toothpaste. They just didn't have it, so they used to use soot from the chimney. And when she migrated to Australia, she'd never, ever had toothpaste in her life, and she was actually picked up as a poster child for a toothpaste commercial because she had beautiful white teeth. So all these little stories that just formulated what life was like, and it seemed a natural thing for me to set my book in that time.
I'm not exactly sure how I'd go with using soot as toothpaste, but each to their own. And you
charcoal's a good thing. We do have charcoal toothpaste these days that is very good for you. Apparently, it's a whitening product. I don't know, but anyway,
that's what I hear as well. So I'll have to keep an eye on that. And Karen Turner's latest novel, Stormbird, is available at leading bookstores and e-retailers like Amazon and Booktopia. Find out more at karenturner.com.au. Karen, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.